Welcome to We're Not Brazil. On this week's podcast, we take a look at Group C, Northern Ireland's group in Euro 2016. Plus, we take a look at all the news headlines. It has been a bad week for people called Jose as Aldo gets knocked out in 13 seconds. And more shockingly than that, Mourinho has been sacked as manager of Chelsea. All the latest and more from We're Not Brazil. Welcome to the We're Not Brazil podcast. I'm Rich Hines. I'm joined again this week by Andy Williamson.
Hello.
We are here to analyse and dissect the Euro 2016 draw, which, on the face of it, looks like a tough group. Andy, is there any hope for Northern Ireland?
I think there is. I mean, you've got, obviously, a tough group in the world champions, Poland, who have the top goal scorer in qualifying. And then Ukraine, who are at war with Russia. you know, you've got... But who isn't at war with Russia?
Who isn't at war with Russia these days?
I'm surprised we're not. But you've got, you know, Germany, obviously. You know what you're getting with the Germans.
Yes.
I think that's going to be a game where we're going to have to play in the counter-attack. Let them come at us. Use the pace in midfield with maybe Stuart Dallas or Nal McGinn, someone like that, just getting it up, crossing it in, big cat, bang, sneaky 1-0.
I think that's a good tactic.
Yeah.
You know, playing the world champions is not an easy task, but I think that it's the sort of game that could really bring Northern Ireland out of its shell in terms of people think that they're a booting team.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where they get this idea, but... A good result against Germany, even a draw, would really establish Northern Ireland as a credible team on the world stage.
Absolutely. I mean, in qualifying, you've seen the Republic got 4 points off Germany playing counter-attacking football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, to be fair, they have the pace of Shane Long, who's a great striker. I mean,
so is it a case that you would put a faster striker, like a Warren Feeney or somebody like that, up front, maybe?
I would maybe play Nal McGinn, Jamie Ward. I think those two have the ability to just get it going, get a counter-attack going, get Lafferty in the run, Steve Davis coming in. Then once that ball's in the box, Lafferty can sniff a goal from 18 yards easy.
Lafferty's the man you want, really.
Absolutely.
It is the sort of game where you want to play it down the wings, avoid that ball through the front, because Neuer's going to sweep anyway, so you want to play it down the wings, across, Lafferty heads it in, Neuer standing there, rooted to the spot, and we're talking about a glorious Northern Ireland 1-0 win. The other game that really is a tough one, in my opinion, is Poland. Now, Poland, according to FIFA, are the worst team in this group. I would beg to differ with the rankings in that one.
Yes, I 100% beg to differ. I would honestly put Poland in the top 10 in the world at the moment. You've got arguably the best out-and-out number 9 in the world. They've got a good, solid midfield. And Wozniak, Szczesny and Nets. But they've definitely... It just shows you how far the FIFA rankings are, that they are the worst team in that group, because they're not even close to
100%. 34th in the world. When they have Lewandowski up front, I don't think that they should be, you know, I think you're right, top 15 maybe. Lewandowski scored 13 goals in qualifying, which blew everyone else away. Unfortunately for Northern Ireland, second was Müller for Germany with 9. But I mean, Lafferty was joint 5th with 7. So it's not like...
Exactly, there's goals in the group. I think Ukraine had a pretty poor group. I mean, I think they had scored 5 goals. Or they only conceded 5 goals, was it?
They conceded 4 goals, yeah.
4 goals.
Ukraine are stingy when it comes to defence, but they only scored 14. And, you know, they came 3rd behind Slovakia. Slovakia aren't... Okay, so they've 1 good centre-back, apparently, who plays for Liverpool. But... You know, Ukraine are the tournament for Northern Ireland. If they can beat Ukraine, they have a great chance of getting into the final 16.
Absolutely. I think when we go to your first game in Nice against Poland, if we can get anything out of that, confidence will be high. If we can get a point, confidence will be high, because we know one more win, we're looking good to go through. And Ukraine, absolutely. I honestly think we'll beat Ukraine. I don't think they've got a great team. They've got maybe two good players, Konoplyanka and Yarmolenko.
Yeah.
You know, I think Northern Ireland absolutely can beat Ukraine. I think getting maybe a friendly against an Eastern European team, maybe a Belarus or some. I know we're supposed to play Poland, but we can't now. We played Latvia. We beat them 1-0. Should have been a lot more than 1-0. Get a friendly against even Russia.
Yeah.
You know, one of those teams. You know it's going to be a tough enough game, but it'll give you a good sense of how those boys are going to play their football.
I think that's a great idea. Ukraine are one of these teams. I mean, first of all, the atmosphere in Lyon for that Ukraine game. It'll
be phenomenal.
It will be absolutely electric.
Yeah.
Is that a game that you're going to hopefully get to then?
Well, yeah, I'm hopefully going to get the all three in the group stage. I'm flying into Montpellier, which isn't far from Nice, for the first game.
Right.
Against Poland. So, obviously the last game is in France, but Lyon is about...
Obviously the last game is in France.
Obviously all three games are in France. The last game's in Paris. But
nothing gets past you. Yeah, the last game. Yeah, the last game is in Paris. Yeah. Yeah.
But we... are gonna, like, if you're going from Nice to Paris,
right?
Lyon's about a third of the way there, so it works well for Northern Ireland fans.
Great.
Who are going? Obviously, those who booked their flights into Paris are gonna have to do the whole way down and then work their way back up.
Sure. But
I'm gonna work my way up and then work back down. I'm quite lucky because I think it's the day before or 2 days before I fly home. I got tickets to Portugal versus Hungary.
Oh, nice.
As well, so which. You know, I was hoping to get maybe a team Northern Ireland haven't played in a while, maybe a Belgium or something like that.
Yeah.
Portugal will play in the World Cup qualifiers and Hungary will play in these qualifiers. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then again, it's going to be a good game.
Should be a good game, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to all three of these games as well. Ukraine don't have the best record in the Euros. In fact, they're almost on a par with Northern Ireland. The only Euros that they've been to are the ones they hosted 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And they didn't get out of their groups.
Yeah.
So it's not like they have any sort of experience that Northern Ireland don't have.
No, I mean, Ukraine, obviously when you think of Ukrainian football, you think of Shevchenko.
Varnin.
Or Varnin, yeah. More Varnin.
Shevchenko, yes, 100%. Yeah.
But Shevchenko never really achieved anything with Ukraine. I mean, I think, did he even play in that?
He played in the 2012. He scored a winning goal in one of the matches, but that was it. I think they bombed in the other two qualifying games then. But you're right. You know, Ukrainian football to me was Shevchenko.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless you mentioned Yarmolenko or Konoplyanka, I wouldn't have known or wouldn't have remembered their names off the top of my head, because they're not that memorable.
No.
They don't roll off the tongue like Naum again.
Definitely don't.
Or Gareth McCauley, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Northern Ireland are a great shout.
Yeah, absolutely. I think 4 points, as I said, 4 points will see you through. With the top four third place teams going through
the six? It's such an awkward system, but the top four third place teams are going to go through. So it is a case of you will probably need to nick a point against either Germany or Poland, because it's unlikely that in three other groups you're going to have two teams that will beat everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to get them 4 points. It's all set up for a great campaign. I think no matter what happens, Northern Ireland should be proud.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And I think the fans are going to have a great time over there.
Oh,
are going to have a supreme time here in Belfast watching it. And, it's shaping up well. I think if we get some good friendlies, like you mentioned, before the tournament, we have every shot of making the final 16.
Yeah, definitely. I think maybe a friendly, because Russia obviously got England and Wales in their group, so they're going to be wanting to play a team over here. Make the call. Get a friendly against Russia. Both teams could benefit from it. And it could work.
Mr. O'Neill, if you're listening, Andy has a great idea for you there.
If you need an assistant manager.
If you need an assistant manager, the We're Not Brazil team are happy to help. Speaking of that Russia group, that Group B, mm-hmm. England and Wales in the same group. That was the draw you wanted, the England tie?
Yes. I think both teams will be happy with it. because obviously they're not in the most difficult group. I think Wales will win that group. I fancy Wales to I was going to say shock the football world, but I don't think it'll be much of a shock, because England have a team that aren't great together. I mean, they did win every qualifying game, to be fair to them.
Another easy group, I would hasten to add.
Absolutely, you know, the hardest game was Switzerland, and Switzerland are one of the most boring football teams to watch.
Yes, absolutely. Oh God, they're awful.
Yeah, they are. They're not fun to watch. But I think
that's not going to be a fun group to watch.
It's not. There's going to be a lot of 1-0s in that group, but. You know, if Northern Ireland had been drawn that group instead of Wales, I'd have been very happy.
Could it be Wayne Rooney's last major tournament?
If he goes.
Yeah, that's that's a valid point.
If he's playing the way he's playing at the minute, and I was Roy Hodgson, I wouldn't be taking him. There's England strikers, Jamie Vardy, Harry Kane. If you can get Daniel Sturridge fit.
I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know if that is possible, I think that unfortunately. That's, you know, you've got a lot of...
You've got talent whole way through that England squad. And one of these tournaments, they're bound to come together, surely.
If they didn't do it in, was it 2004, when they had Gerrard, Lampard, Rooney, all in their prime, I can't see it happening for them.
What about the team of Gareth Bale? Do you think that whenever they do get to the final 16, that they'll have a shout of going further in the tournament?
I think Wales have a very good team. I think Wales... They have a solid backbone to that team. Ashley Williams, when he's not trying to march onto the Leicester bus to beat up Mahrez, he's a good, solid centre half. You've got Aaron Ramsey, who's, I think, is amazing. I think Aaron Ramsey's great.
He's turned into a good player.
Very good.
I have my doubts about him, but he is turning into a stellar player, I have to say.
Breaking his leg was the best thing that boy ever did.
He should be sending Ranshaw across postcards.
He really
liking him.
Should.
The other two teams in that group, Russia and Slovakia... You can't really say that any of them two teams should pose England a problem, or Wales for that matter.
No, I mean, we played Russia for the qualifying for the last World Cup, and it was the one game we won.
Yeah.
Martin Patterson can score against them, I'm pretty sure there's a couple of England players that could make one against them.
Moving on to Group E, that is a tough group for Ireland.
I think that is a hilarious group.
They have James McLean is regretting his decision.
He really is.
He's regretting his decision for declaring for Ireland, I'm sure, but that is just a woefully tough group. Belgium, the best team in the world, arguably. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Italy, we know their pedigree in the big tournaments, and Ibrahimovic and Sweden. They're the whipping boys of that group, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they were the whipping boys of their group the last time they went as well.
Yep.
Good friend of mine, Connor, went out to Poland and Ukraine
See
Ireland. You know McKernan, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You're listening.
Hello, Connor McKernan. Oh, so he went to the three, and they lost all three in bad style.
I think his biggest regret, or biggest, this most horrific part of it was when Nikita Jelovic scored against the Republic of Ireland while still playing for Rangers.
I definitely
did not let that boy forget that.
Surely Connor's biggest regret should be supporting the Republic when he's from Northern Ireland.
Exactly, you know, Connor, come on.
I fancy Ireland for 0 points in that group, which is tough, you know, because they have the ability, like Northern Ireland, to turn it on their day. 4 points against Germany.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, isn't exactly easy.
No.
Northern Ireland would settle for 1 point against Germany, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the Republic, they don't have a good record at tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, was it 94? The World Cup 94 was the last time they got past the group stage.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be the first time since Jedward did Eurovision that it's Ireland nil point.
Oh, that's brilliant. Boom. Love it.
Found that one for a wee while.
That one was nice. I tell you, that joke was nice. So that's Group B and E. I was also looking for Scotland in the group stages. I can't seem to find them. Do you know where they happen to be? What group they were drawn in for the Euros?
I can't remember. You know, were they?
Oh, that's right. Didn't qualify. Oh, lads. Sorry, Scottish fans of the show. Moment silence for Scotland. Apologies again, lads. How embarrassing.
We'll have an iron brew in the French Riviera to remember this.
So the Euro 2016 draw has happened. Northern Ireland know their fate.
Yep.
They go into the Poland game with their heads held high, and hopefully come out of the Germany game and we're still in the tournament.
Well, I think we could be at a big advantage in that we'll play Germany last. Germany may have already qualified.
Yep.
Now, that means, obviously, with it being so many games in a month, players might get rested, players might be injured, suspended. Who knows? You know, they might not have a full strength team. Hopefully we will still have a full strength team, or hopefully we'll have already qualified as well. 6 points to us, 6 points to the Germans. It would be nice. You know, we're playing for top spot in the group. But I've looked at it. If we come third in our group, I think there's a chance we could play England.
Wow. That would be a tasty.
Knocking England out to get into the quarterfinals of the Euros.
Honestly, that would be the dream. For me, like I said in the first podcast, I want to hamper England as much as I can in this tournament. That would just be, if Northern Ireland were to play England and stop them in their tracks, that's a successful tournament in my book.
Oh, 100%. I honestly think if we came up against them, we'd give them a game.
Stay tuned for the next 6 months, because I'm going to hype the hell out of our chances at Euro 2016. Moving on to world football now, and really, I say world football, the Premier League has had a history of sacking managers.
Yeah.
Remy Gard came in for Tim Sherwood for my team at Villa. Jurgen Klopp has come in for Liverpool instead of Brendan Rodgers. But I think the highest profile managerial change has happened within the last 2 hours. Jose Mourinho has been sacked from Chelsea. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a bit harsh on him, to be honest. I think, obviously, Chelsea's not having a good season at all. But I think that's a lot to do with the players, more than it is to do with the manager. Abramovich has been in charge of Chelsea for, 12 years now? And he's changed how many managers? And it always seems to be Chelsea do well. The next season, they're not doing so well.
Yeah.
And as soon as they replace the manager, they start doing well again. That to me says that there's a problem with the players.
Yeah, definitely.
And whoever comes in after Mourinho, there's talk of Gus Hiddink getting it for the rest of the season. Whoever comes in permanently for next season, I think just needs to do a call in the summer. Hazard out, John Terry. I mean, I know that's a controversial one. John Terry, I think, is a central figure.
John Terry is he's one of these guys that, you know, he's been an absolute stalwart in that team. Yeah. And you don't want to tell Pele that he's too old to play football, but eventually everyone gets to the stage where they have to be moved on.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got that fella, Kurt Zouma.
Is Kurt Zouma the replacement, though? Because I've seen Kurt Zouma look at a football like he doesn't know what it is sometimes.
Kurt Zouma looks like Keenan from Keenan and Kel. He really does. He really does. But I'm telling you what, I think that guy's got a good future ahead of him. Like, he's got Gary Cahill, I think, is a very good centre-half.
Gary Cahill's a cracking centre-half. Everything he learned at Villa, he's taken to Chelsea and he's improved on it. Kurt Zouma, honestly, he looks at a football, he doesn't know whether to eat it or kick it. Like, he genuinely, I think he is one of the worst replacement centre-backs. He'll never be a John Terry.
I don't know, I think he could be. I mean, he gets into the France squad, and that France defence is brilliant. They've got Sacco from Liverpool, who...
Sacco's a good player.
He's a good player. He looks ridiculously awkward when he's on the ball, but he never gives it away. Unlike the rest of Liverpool centre-halves. But they've also got that boy, the Porte from Bilbao, who's phenomenal. I mean, they've got a good, solid defence.
Sure, yeah. And
Kurt Zouma consistently gets in that squad. You know, he's clearly a good player. He's highly thought of in France.
I really don't rate him, I have to say. I really don't rate him.
He's quick. He's got ability. He's good in the air.
Well, defending seems to have been the big problem for Chelsea, and it's one of the reasons that Mourinho was let go. I mean, if you look at the stats compared to last season, Mourinho lost one of his first 16 games last season. He's lost 9 of his first 16 games this season.
I remember before Chelsea lost that one, people were saying, could Chelsea go the season unbeaten? I think it hasn't just been defensive. The whole team's been poor.
Yeah.
They've got one of the best keepers in the league.
They've got one of the best keepers. They've got one of the best strikers. They've got some of the best wingers. Willian has been an absolute...
He's the exception.
He's a standout on that team. And you think with a team that has Willian, Oscar, Fabregas, Hazard, how does a team like this not score goals when they need to?
I honestly don't know.
Is it a mentality and that's been delivered from the manager? And if so, is this the right firing?
Potentially, it could be the best thing that happens for Chelsea, because if I don't know if you watched the Leicester match on Monday night. Eden Hazard, there's nothing wrong with him. There is nothing wrong with him. Jamie Vardy shoved him slightly and he goes down as if he's just been shot. I honestly don't get it, but I think, I mean, Mourinho put him back on and a pass came to him and he just watched it roll past him and then walked off the pitch. I think Mourinho lost the dressing room and that has resulted in him getting sacked.
That, to me, I think you're totally right with that, and I think that that's the most insane thing, because when I think of Chelsea, I think of Jose Mourinho.
Oh yeah.
Mourinho turned that club into the European, I know he didn't win the European Cup as manager and it was Di Matteo, but it was Mourinho's building.
100%, yeah. He won them the league.
Yeah.
He basically made Chelsea the European.
Yeah, he made them the powerhouse. 100% agree. And I don't think that any manager coming in to do the next 6 months would be as good as Mourinho at Chelsea.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's impossible. Look at what the man has achieved at that club. Look at what he's achieved in European football.
Yeah, I mean, he's won the Champions League with, what, two different teams?
Yeah.
And two teams that realistically shouldn't have been winning the Champions League.
Porto and Inter.
I mean, if you had said at the start of those seasons that they were going to be the teams to win it, you'd have been laughed at. I mean, he's... I don't think Jose Mourinho is going to be out of a job for too long.
Yeah,
I
mean, right.
Literally, any team in the world would be lucky to have him as their manager, and I could see him jumping ship and replacing Louis van Gaal at Manchester
United. Wow.
It's really a controversial one, but...
You think if, just despite Chelsea, that he would take the Man United job? I know that he was being touted as a Man United manager while he was at Real Madrid.
Yeah, I think... I don't know necessarily if it would be despite Chelsea. I think it would be... He likes a challenge. I mean, he turned Porto into a European champion.
Yeah.
He turned Chelsea into what they are.
Yeah.
He did the same with Inter Milan. Inter Milan, since he's left, have gone to the dogs.
Yeah.
Real Madrid, I think he underachieved at Real Madrid.
He did. And, you know, in the eye. Was it the following season then that they won the European Cup with
Ancelotti? Yeah, with Ancelotti. A season or two later, yeah. And then he came back to Chelsea and wins the league straight away.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest problems he ever had was selling Kevin De Bruyne. I think that's probably his biggest regret as Chelsea manager.
Sure.
As he's proven at City.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the man's a winner. He's a born winner. He's won trophies at every single club he's gone to, and he's going to continue to win trophies. He's had one bad season in his career.
Yeah.
He's not going to be short of a job.
I don't think he'll be out of work too long either. I think that losing De Bruyne was big. I think that not getting the most out of Schürrle was big. Mm. I think when you lose a Drogba, it's obviously going to impact. Terry's not performing. I think you're right about the clear out. I think they need to restart, regroup, and they've got the money to do it. So,
oh, absolutely.
I think that Chelsea's future is not in the Championship.
No.
Even if they are sitting 16th currently, whenever Mourinho, now that Mourinho's left.
Yeah.
But I just want to touch on your favourite manager, Jurgen Klopp, because... friend of the show, James McLean, has been having a go at Jurgen Klopp after the 2-2 draw at West Brom. A game in which Gareth McCauley was sensational.
Gareth McCauley's sensational in every game.
So, Liverpool got a lucky goal right at the end, as they usually do. And Jurgen Klopp refused to shake Pulis's hand because of a war of words after the celebrating down the pitch. He ran down the pitch celebrating. I mean, celebrating a draw, is that really in good taste?
I think it was more relief than anything else. If we had lost that game, the fans wouldn't have been happy.
Do you agree with James McLean then, that Klopp's a bit of an idiot? No. Or is that James McLean being James McLean?
That's James McLean being James McLean. Absolutely.
We'll see you at the Euros, Jim.
Yeah, see, have a good time in France, Big Lap. if you get picked. But Jurgen Klopp did the impossible in winning the Bundesliga with a team that's not Bayern Munich.
Yeah, absolutely.
And granted, he did have some amazing players who ironically now play for Bayern Munich. But
it's the Bayern Munich style, is just to buy anybody that's good in
Germany.
Getting
the Bundesliga, let's buy them.
Yeah, right.
Let's get them for free when their contract runs out.
Something that James McLean might actually be on board with is maybe a merger between the Northern Ireland and the Republic teams. I saw Jim Boyce mention this last week, that he feels that it might be a good idea for Northern Ireland and the Republic to come together and unite as one football team, much like the rugby. The rugby team is a great success as on a united front. What's your opinion on an all-Ireland football team?
Wouldn't work. I think if it was going to happen, it would have needed to happen 50 years ago.
Right.
I think now both teams have their solid support, in that I don't think the Northern Ireland fans would be very happy if it got moved down. In fact, I know for a fact Northern Ireland fans would be very happy if it moved down.
Yeah.
We like the fact that all we have to do is go to Windsor Park and have the best, for the amount of us, the best fans in the world.
Yep.
But don't want people like James McLean playing for a team we support.
I think the big issue here is both teams have established fan bases, and asking both sets of supporters to follow what is a hybrid team rather than the team they grew up supporting, it'll take a lot.
Yeah,
it's like you like to see Great Britain and Northern Ireland doing well in the Olympics, but it's not the same.
Yeah,
you know,
you'd rather see Northern Ireland do well on their own.
You'd rather see Northern Ireland beat England or beat Scotland. Exactly. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like asking, Arsenal and Tottenham to join together.
Form a North London
exactly,
United.
Or Liverpool and Everton together. It wouldn't work. There is that rivalry between us. And, all joking aside, the Republic of Ireland are a decent team. I mean, they're not as good as Northern Ireland. But,
even FIFA agrees with that.
Even FIFA, yeah, well.
In terms of the rankings, for sure.
Yeah. But I think it can be done now.
No, I think you're right. I think it's the boat's been missed on that one.
Yeah. That's our show for the week, guys. Get us on Facebook on We're Not Brazil or on Twitter at We Are Not Brazil. Tune in next week when we'll be talking about what's happening in the world of football, and we'll be analysing Northern Ireland's chances of finally getting that European silverware.
Damn right. Cheerio.
Cheerio.